SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the United States will provide nearly $1 billion more in long-term weapons support to Ukraine. The Biden administration rushing to spend all the congressionally approved money it has left to bolster Kyiv before Donald Trump takes office. It was 83 years ago this morning, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, killing more than 2,300 American servicemen and launching the United States into World War II. Two survivors returned to Hawaii today for the ceremony, each man more than 100 years of age. Admiral Stephen Kohler of the Navy's Pacific Fleet says the courage of the sailors and Marines who died that day will never be forgotten.
We gather here today to remember the date which lives in infamy. 83 years ago today, on a beautiful morning, just like this one, Pearl Harbor was assaulted and the world changed. Today we have veterans among us who witnessed it with their own eyes, whose memories are seared with the chaos and violence and the devastation of that day. The rest of us must just imagine it.
A man who fatally shot the CEO of one of the nation's largest insurers in a targeted attack is still free. Police believe the man fled New York. Also at SRNnews.com, ultra-low-cost retailers giving Western retailers a run for their money.
Software company Salesforce says it expects roughly 1 in 5 online purchases in the U.S., the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada to be made through 4 online marketplaces based or founded in Asia. The list includes Shine, Temu, TikTok Shop, and Alibaba's AliExpress.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. Well, the famous nativity scene, I guess we could say, needs a little help.
A life-size creche has been set up on Chicago's Daly Plaza, just like it has been for the past 40 years. But the whole thing is looking a little worse for wear. 40 Chicago winters have taken their toll on the figures and the manger, and organizers are asking for donations to refurbish everything. They've set up a GoFundMe page for the nativity and are trying to raise the $40,000 that will be needed to provide repairs and a new coat of paint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability. Despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment, Attorney General Andrew Bailey says his office will also continue to enforce a law that requires parental permission for minors to get an abortion. This is SRN News. Well, nearly 3 out of 10 U.S. drugstores that were open in the previous decade had closed by 2021.
A study published in Health Affairs says Black and Latino neighborhoods were most vulnerable to the retail pharmacy closures, which can chip away at already limited care options in those communities. Many drugstores are continuing to struggle, and the trend has potentially gained momentum since the study time frame. Since 2021, the major chains Walgreens and CVS have closed hundreds of additional stores, and Rite Aid shrank as it went through a bankruptcy reorganization. John Scott reporting.
22-year-old Kansas City man accused of illegally purchasing a gun found after the February shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade has been sentenced to probation. Ronell Williams Jr. received 5 years probation this week. More details at SRNnews.com.